And welcome to Quarantine, second episode. Woo! So today I actually have some big news. Drum roll, please. We have a new co-host, Mac Lees. Mac is my cousin, and his college is canceled because of coronavirus. It's closed for the time being. And so he also has a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah. Hello, guys. What's up?
All right, so we're just going to get right into the episode. So we are going to do a little rundown of what's going on in Newport. First of all, I've been getting emails lately from my teachers and for online classes, so I think next week they're going to start setting that up.
I actually had a question for you about, so when I go online, like we're doing video meeting for the most part, mm-hmm. Is that what you guys are doing, or are they just putting work on? Because high school and college is so different.
Yeah, at this point, they're just putting work on, I think, because, you know, I'm not sure they're really set up for that kind of
technology. Hopefully it's only 2 weeks we're off, and then we're back to it.
In New York, because my uncle is a principal at one of the schools in New York, they are closed till April 30th. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Officially. So that would be actually kind of awful. I think restaurants are starting to close.
Right? Yeah, that we just got I just got the notification. Governor Gina just ordered all restaurants, dine-in, bars to be closed, only takeout for, I think, 2 weeks too, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's definitely taken a beating on the small businesses a little bit, too. Let's see, what else is going on in Newport? The quarantine people are still in quarantine. I don't know, I feel like there's not.
Yeah, not much has changed.
Not much has changed since yesterday.
It looks like we're trending towards a new direction of actually everyone kind of being self-quarantined.
Yeah, because not everyone took it super seriously over the weekend with St. Patrick's Day, definitely. So hopefully they're putting some new rules in place, which is good. And okay, so today for our interview, I'm actually just going to be talking to the new co-host here because, you know, that way we can get to know him. And, you know, he also has a lot to talk about, what with colleges being closed. So do you want to just, first you can like tell a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Mac Lees. I'm not actually a teen, so the quarantine doesn't really work, but you know, I hang out with Josie a lot. So, you know, honorary teen. I'm a senior at Fairfield University, so we got the notification that we're online for the next 2 weeks after spring break. So starting today, I have online classes, and I have a feeling that might be extended for the rest of the semester, so I don't know what that means with graduation and all that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much. So I came home because I figured if I'm going to be quarantined or have to be locked in somewhere, I think I'd rather be with my family than some gross college house.
Fair enough. So, where were you when you found out, like, just you can talk about how, the tournament.
Okay, so yeah, I'm on the club hockey team at Fairfield, and we were actually playing the national tournament over the spring break last week, and it was Wednesday, and we got the notification that we were going online. We were like, oh, cool, that's cool. With like most of the schools at the tournament already knew that, but Fairfield got that notification. And then we got the news that the NBA was shutting down. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh boy, this is big. And so Wednesday night, we also hear about the Trump put the travel ban on. And my sister, Jane, who was interviewed yesterday, was in Spain. So I was worried about that. But we were all of the mindset, whatever, like we're still going to play. Doesn't matter. Thursday, we have an early morning game, 10:30. Mm-hmm. And so we play the game, and then afterwards, we're hearing Delaware, who's at the tournament, is forcing their team to leave the tournament. So we're thinking, okay, maybe this is going to get canceled. The next thing we know, Fordham, Farmingdale, and Buffalo, all their colleges, force them to leave the tournament too. So at that point, we're kind of like, okay, looks like this tournament's canceled. And then we got the news that it was, and it was all pretty insane. I mean, obviously, it's not as big as the NCAA March Madness tournament, but it was still weird playing a tournament while all the other sports were canceled, and then they just canceled it halfway through.
Yeah, that's really tough. So, did you come? You came straight home, right?
No, we took the bus to Fairfield, So I went to Fairfield, grabbed some stuff I thought I needed, forgot one of my books I need for class.
Oh, that, yeah.
So I'm going to have to try to find that online. And I grabbed my snowboard stuff, thinking we were going to go snowboarding. And then came, so showing I still wasn't really taking this very seriously. And then came home, and next thing you know, all the mountains are closed. So.
Yeah, we were planning on going up to Maine, but Sunday River's closed. I think I said that in the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of annoying. So some of your friends stayed, right? In-
yeah, so a couple of my friends stayed. Maybe in one of these episodes we can call one of them.
Yeah, talk about what that's like for sure.
But yeah, I know at least three people are in my house at Fairfield right now. That's just not somewhere I'd want to be when being told that you can't leave your house.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, that's definitely kind of tough. So, like, just in terms of, because I definitely don't know this aspect of, like, what's going on with sports. Like, what are sports, like, stations or, you know, like, those places where you watch or listen to sports on the radio? Like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, that's, I mean, ESPN, they're trying to figure that all out. They're lucky because right now the NFL free agency just started. And I was getting notifications on my phone, and that was, like, so weird getting sports notifications.
Yeah.
But that's, there. So people are signing with teams and stuff, so that's kind of big. But for the most part, like, a lot of TV networks are just replaying old games.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know, Tom Brady, so in Boston, that's all the sports people are talking about, mm-hmm. is what Tom Brady's going to do.
Yeah.
But then once that happens, I mean, unless he leaves the Patriots, I don't know what they're going to talk about. It's just weird, weird, I mean... right now, I would have spent the whole weekend watching basketball because March Madness, and
yeah,
now it's just
now there's like
nothing
literally
on.
Nothing to do.
It's unprecedented. I mean, I can't believe that absolutely no sports. It's insane.
Unprecedented.
It is. I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, "This has never happened where everything
yeah,
is
no.
just canceled."
Pop said that. Pop's my grandpa. He said that, like, he's never really seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what to make of it. Because, I mean, like, what... there is that question of what to do. So, I mean, what have you been up to, Mark?
I did play spike ball yesterday.
See, sports, if you can't watch sports, you can play them.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I'm thinking about rereading the Harry Potter series if this keeps going on for a while. But now that the school ramping up, I'm going to have a lot of papers and stuff to
write. Yeah, that's
so that will keep me busy.
Once we get on online classes.
But, I mean, I don't know. You should be able to be... I mean, we're obviously in a different situation because we share a driveway. So, like, if I get bored, I'll just walk down to your house. I'm not really breaking the quarantine or anything.
No, that's true. Because you shouldn't really be leaving your house. I'm actually going to Miski. I told you this yesterday, but I'm going... with some of my family friends. But my mom was kind of freaking out because she's like, who's going, you know? But it's just, like, if you're going to do stuff like that, definitely try to keep your social distance because, like I said yesterday, you don't want to be the selfish, like, you don't want to be selfish and you want to give it to other people, mainly. And just try to get fresh air. They say to get, like, at least 1 hour of fresh air, I think.
Yeah, I would just try to get out, try to keep active somehow. But, you know, you just play board games. Look up fun games that you can make up, you know, like nouns. I'm not going to explain it now, but if you look up the game nouns online.
Yeah, that is a good one.
It's just, you need a pen and a paper, and you can play. So, I think you can play, you can keep yourself busy.
And it's a great time to, you know, get good bonds with your family. Some people aren't super connected with their families, and, well, now you're stuck with them, so.
Yeah, and then, you know, find a good Netflix series to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good one.
Tune into Survivor.
Oh, yes, that is a good option. Definitely tune into Survivor, because that's not going to stop. It was already filmed. Maybe we'll start talking about Survivor.
Yeah, you get a couple, I just caught up yesterday. You catch up, and then every Wednesday, you have something to do with your family.
Yeah, okay, do that, and maybe we'll start a... we'll start discussing the episodes. That'll give us something to do. But, yeah. I mean, what time are we at here? Because I didn't actually prepare much. Oh, this might be a short episode today. But I wanted to say that definitely if you have any, like stories you want to give us, or if you want to be interviewed, or if you have any questions. I mean, obviously we're not experts on this, but we have friends who are doctors too, you know, and we also like just sort of like fun questions. I don't know. Comments, concerns, anything. Let us know. You can, can they DM you?
They can DM me.
They can DM Mac. What's your...
On Twitter, name? At Mac Lees. Instagram, at Mac and Lees. Maybe we'll... You know, I'll tell you what. If we get 45 listeners of this podcast, like, you can see how many people listen to it.
Yeah.
So if we get 45 listens of this episode, I'll make a Twitter for this podcast.
Oh, wow. That would be cool. And we're just, like I said yesterday, we're just getting started. So we're trying to figure out, like, where to go with these episodes. Because there's so, like, there's so many different, you know, ways we can go with this. So if you have anything you want to hear.
Like, we can call one of my friends right now if you want.
Okay.
Or do we have time for that?
Yeah, sure. We can do that. I mean, we have... like 10 minutes. It doesn't matter really the length.
How'd you do it off this?
Yeah, or? Normally I do it off this, but I just have to. Okay, so give talk about who it is. They might not pick up, or are you talking? Are you texting
them? I was texting them.
Okay,
but
what's the
he
number?
Said he's on the phone right now.
Oh dear.
So maybe, hold on. I'm trying to. Maybe we'll just. Here, ready? We're just gonna cold call someone.
You can just call them on that too.
No, my phone's messed up, so.
Okay, what's the. You can just type it in though.
Ready? Oh, yeah, I'll just type it in.
So, while we wait for that, so I think we might try to call. Sorry if they don't pick up, you know, this kind of things happen. I personally like to not arrange the calls beforehand because I like to give people that element of surprise when I'm like, they answer the phone and I'm like, you're on a podcast. That's always fun. So, yeah. All
right.
Mac's going to do most of the talking because I do not know who this person is, so I'll probably just sit tight over
here. I don't know if he's going to pick up either because it's coming from Josie's phone.
Yeah, that's very true.
What do I do now?
So, wait, is it in?
Yeah.
Owen, okay.
Well, so, yeah, we'll see if he picks up. But this is my roommate, Owen.
You have to FaceTime, okay.
He's,
just look up Owen.
He's at school right now. So,
or you can audio.
No, I want him to see my face. So he decided to stay. He's on the hockey team with me.
Does he know at all about this podcast?
No, he doesn't at all.
He's going to be very confused.
The one person I was going to call, he knew about the podcast.
Oh,
OG.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bro? You're on my cousin's podcast right now. Say hi, Josie.
Okay, how's it going?
You're at school still, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Connecticut.
So what's the vibe over there?
Honestly, it feels like a Chernobyl type of vibe out here.
Like, what do you mean?
There's not much going on besides, you know, people walking on the beach and getting fresh air.
Are there a lot of other students there? Or?
I would say probably a max about 50 other students here right now.
That's kind of crazy. It's a great closing.
Great. Haven't heard yet. I just texted the owner this morning. He said they're waiting for the official word by like. It's 5 o'clock tonight.
For the listeners at home, the Grape is a local bar right down the street from us. That's kind of our hangout.
Which they shouldn't be going to anyway.
Yeah, social distancing's important, OG.
Yes, exactly. We've got more than here.
Yeah, so are you nervous that you guys are gonna be stuck in Shocker in our house?
Nervous. Maybe after this week I'll get a little bit nervous.
I thought you'd want to be home with your mom, you know, taking care of you.
Yeah, no. My mom's been on my case about that. She's trying to get me to come home, but, you know, it's 2 more months left of college, so
I know.
Hopefully
we can all get back when we can. Buy a lot of food, buy some toilet paper.
Exactly.
Buy a lot of beer.
Lots of beer. Lots of white claws.
Hey, be safe, man. You started classes yet? Have you had any classes?
No, I don't have class till Wednesday, so we're chilling for a little bit.
Oh, word. Oh, yeah, you have the weird schedule. That's fire. Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for picking up. Maybe we'll check in later on in the week and see how's going. All right.
Thank you. Good luck with the podcast.
Later, man.
Bye.
All right.
Definitely a little caught off guard there.
Yeah, so he just answered a FaceTime from a number he did not have. But
he had his hand over the phone to make sure, you know.
But
no stalkers like I talked about.
Yeah, so he doesn't seem too worried, but it sounds like his mom is worried, and I think that's going to be the case of a lot of kids at Fairfield.
Yes, and all colleges, I'm guessing. I mean, some colleges have made their kids go home, but this is an off-campus, right?
Yeah, so Fairfield has made everyone who lives on campus go home. But since we don't live on campus, we paid a lease. Like,
yeah, that's
they can't tell us to leave.
At least they're quarantining, though, hopefully, for the most part.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't seem... But at the... So, we were talking about this. We have a big group chat with our whole grade.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the nursing students sent this thing about how everyone should actually go home after spring break, blah, blah, blah. And one student did reply, I mean, if I'm going home after spring break and I do have coronavirus, I'd rather give it to my healthy young roommates and go see my grandparents and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, that is true. So, I think that, yeah, because that is a big thing. Try to...
So, I guess if... You don't want to spread it at all. It is better to spread it to someone who will handle it better. But I don't know. I personally think it'd be better for everyone to go home. And hopefully we can go back to Fairfield and enjoy the rest of our senior year and have a graduation and stuff.
Yeah.
But we'll see about that.
That's true. Because it is hard for a lot of people. Like Mary, who's our other cousin in quarantine. She might not have her senior spring for high school. You might not have it for college. Which is definitely a tough thing. Maybe they can try to, I don't know what they're gonna,
I really don't know what the solution is. Maybe they postpone graduation until the summer, but like,
yeah, but even then, I don't know.
Even then.
And yeah. I think like our, with the tent business, I mean, our uncle sold it, but like, that's definitely tough because, the graduations are a big thing for
yeah,
them.
I mean,
so.
The working at the tent company, I can tell you Yale is their big, big project where they're up there for weeks. And now it's like, is Yale even going to have a graduation and need them at all? So
yeah,
you can really see how it's affecting businesses like that. And
yeah, because I know when they first shut down the St. Patrick's Day Parade, I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't even like the St. Patrick's Day Parade. But then I talked to someone who I know who owns a business, and they were like, we really want them to have the St. Patrick's Day Parade because it's like a huge thing
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, well, all the bars and restaurants, that's their biggest moneymaker of the year,
yeah,
probably.
So that's why a lot of them stayed open for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and then closed the next day.
But. Yes. Okay, so we're probably going to bring this episode to a close now because we don't need to just sit here and talk about nothing.
Well, sports update. Apparently, the Patriots just signed DeAndre Hopkins, so. For anyone who needs some sports knowledge in their life. I don't know how true that is. My buddy just texted me that. So don't fact check me, but that would be cool.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so we're done.
So we're coming to an end here. But once again, if you have anything you want us to talk about, literally anything, any questions, any funny stories or... I guess sad stories. I don't know if I'd be good at telling
that. No, I can talk sad. Anything.
Just anything. Let us know. Once again, Mac has his, we already said it, but his Twitter, Mac Lees, and his Instagram, Mac and Lees.
And if we get 45 listeners, which I think we will.
Yeah.
New Twitter page, @quarantine.
And make sure to spread this podcast all over because...
Spread it like the coronavirus. Yeah. All right. Bad joke.
Yeah. Maybe some of our jokes aren't the most sensitive. So if you're someone who has
sorry,
politically
I'll
correct,
be more sensitive now.
It's okay. It happens. I thought that was kind of funny. Anyways, spread it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.